world news from a source you can trust. True News with Rick Wiles. Standing up for faith, family, and freedom. No lies, no spin, no propaganda. True News is your alternative source for news. We report the real news. True News with Rick Wiles.
Welcome to True News, the End Time Newscast. I'm Rick Wiles. This is a special broadcast of True News. We're going to be talking about end time prophecy today and on tomorrow's program also. And we have a special guest in the studio, Stephen Benning and Randy McKee. And they are leaders in a group called the Watchman's Prophets Assembly, which is an ad hoc group of watchmen and prophets, men and women who have a prophetic anointing on them and are called by God to be watchmen to this nation and to this world in these last days before the return of Jesus Christ. And I asked them to join me here in the studio. They have been visiting with my family for a few days, and we've been very blessed to be together and spend time talking about the Lord and His return and what God is saying to this nation and to the bride of Christ. That's particularly what we want to talk about. We're going to divide this up. What is God saying to America and to the nations? And what is God saying to the bride of Christ? Because I think we need to split that apart. And it's one thing to hear what we would say is the negative words, the judgment that is coming down upon the nations. But let's not lose sight of what the glorious thing that God is saying to the church. Because if you're in Christ, then what is coming is fantastic. It's glorious. And we don't want to lose sight of that. We don't want to get bogged down into the negatives of the judgment that's coming. And it's already here. But let's keep sight on Let's keep our eyes on Jesus and what He's doing in these last days, because I think the greatest days of the church are about to happen, and we want to talk about that. Well, gentlemen, welcome back into the studio. Stephen Benning from Florida, Randy McKee from Oregon. And Stephen, between the two of you, just give the listeners a background. You're a CPA, accountant?
That's how I was raised up. Went to college, got a degree in accounting, right in the heartland, Southern Illinois University, and raised by second-generation immigrant parents, immigrants from Germany. And so didn't really have any God-mindedness in my life during the young adult period of my life. As a young boy, I was raised to be a Lutheran, carried to Missouri Synod Lutheran Church, which was good religion, but
good
it
German.
Had no reality for me. I didn't meet Jesus there. But I learned some good religious things. I learned the Ten Commandments and memorized the Bible books in order and could say the creeds from memory, but did not know Jesus.
Mm-hmm. But in secular life, you've been a CPA accountant, and then God has called you into this prophetic watchman ministry. And Randy, you're out of Oregon, and you are a computer programmer?
I'm a systems analyst, programmer. I have a small company, and we are on contract with various large banks, credit foundations. We do specialized custom programming for them.
Okay. Now, let's talk about what the Lord is saying to us right now. Lots of times when people ask me, Rick, can you point to a place in the Bible where you think we're at right now? This is the place that I am drawn to, and it is Revelation 14, and it is the message of the three angels. John said, and I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God, give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment is come, and worship Him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she has made all the nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And that, to me, in Revelation 14, is where we're at right now in this hour, that the three angels are crying out, repent, the hour of judgment has come. Give God, the Creator, the glory that is due to him. The second angel is crying out, Babylon, this wicked system has fallen. It's fallen. Judgment is upon Babylon. And the third angel is saying, any man that receives the mark of this beast shall be cast into the lake of fire and tormented forever. That's what I'm hearing in my spirit. Now, does that coincide with what you're hearing, with what God is saying to you in this hour?
In November of 2004, the Lord impressed upon me and made it very clear that we were at the time of the end of the age, that he was ready and going to begin pouring out his wrath. And I thought of all sorts of theological reasons why I didn't think that could be quite the time where we were yet. And I said, well, Lord, but what about this? What about that? And the Lord's answer to me was, Stephen, you don't understand very many things. And then 1 month later, what I refer to as a tier one wrath of God event happened in Indonesia and the coasts of India, where from the information I've received, you know, publicly it was released that about 300,000 were killed, but unofficially there were large cities of hundreds of thousands of people literally swept off the coast of India, mm-hmm. which India never released their casualty mm-hmm. reports. So probably the deaths from the tsunami were between 1 million and 2 million, according to the estimates I've seen.
Hey, and you know, there was one city on the coast of India that the tsunami did not overtake, the city of Madras, which is the city where St. Thomas was martyred. The tsunami did not overwhelm the city. It bypassed. It went around. For some reason, the waves did not come in to the city of Madras, which has the highest concentration of Christians in all of India. So God spared the city of Madras. And, you know, this judgment is there. I mean, it's coming. It's here. It's actually taking. It's not. I got to change my words. It's not the judgment is coming. The judgment is here. It's actually started to take place. We're seeing judgment, and it's going to intensify. It's going to grow greater in frequency, in strength, in the events that are taking place. And you know, Stephen, the way I found you was in writing this book, The Descent into Darkness. And the Lord was telling me to put that there were some dreams and visions that he wanted in this book. And that's how I found your website. And then I was amazed that, you know, you've been talking about asteroids, because I had never talked to you, but the Holy Spirit was talking to me about fireballs. I kept hearing fireballs coming. And why don't you take a moment and share with our audience when the Lord started to speak to you about whatever we want to call the fireballs, asteroids, comets, whatever it is. But the Lord began to deal with you and share what he began to show you about this object that's coming in.
Well, my training as an accountant, and as an accountant, I was trained to be an auditor, which is a professional paid skeptic, to pull apart fraud, to recognize deceit. And in fact, I was involved in many audits of American businesses after frauds had been perpetrated, or examining businesses to determine their susceptibility to a fraud. Mm-hmm. That was my training. And then God released on me the call into the office of the prophet. And God has had me continually receiving words and visions, not only myself, but words and visions from other people. And I've met many, many people who have masqueraded and paraded and called themselves true prophets, but in fact there are many false ones in the earth today. And so that training was then applied to a spiritual level. But I count myself so fortunate to have met real prophets of God, men and women receiving true visions from God. And one of those is a humble man by the name of Bob Newman. When he received an in-detail vision of three asteroids hitting in the two hitting in the ocean, one in the Gulf of Mexico, I at that time had already walked with Bob Newman for many years, and I knew him to be a true prophet of God. And he was talking about incredible things. A tidal wave, a tsunami, that would travel 200 miles inland into the North Carolina coast and up and down the east coast of the U.S. A wave that, at 200 miles inland, would be still of a water depth of 1,160 feet. An incredible thing that the mind cannot hardly wrap around. Such a wave. How high would such a wave have to be to encroach 200 miles inland? And then I began receiving dreams and visions from other people. One Christian grandmother from Gwinnett County, Atlanta, Georgia, had received many dreams from her childhood up, showing her backyard with waves lapping up into the yard. That Atlanta, Georgia as coastline? I mean, these things are almost so incredible as to stretch the imagination, and yet this was what God was saying. And it was as if a flood of these dreams and visions began to come to me from people all around the world. And I said, God, what do you want me to do with this? And I saw how prophecy was being presented on the internet. And God said, I want you to organize these in a subject-oriented way, that when people receive a dream or vision, they can go on a search engine like Google and search for asteroid prophecies. They will find your page where all the witnesses that I've brought you can be linked there. Someone can see that, no, they are not crazy.
Steve, what is the website so our listeners can go and read these dreams and visions?
Well, God sent a man to me who said, Stephen, you know, you need to have a findable website. And I said, well, the name that I would choose for my website, if it were available, would be usaprophet.com, because that's what I am. And I thought, well, certainly that can't be available in the year 2003. But I went to buy it, and God had preserved it for me. It was there. And so I bought it. You can go and access everything from there. Or you can go on a search engine like Google and search for the words terrorism prophecies or asteroid prophecies, and it will take you right to the very page where those events are, where the other witnesses to those events are cataloged.
Okay. So, what are you hearing? We're here at the end of 2005. This year has been, well, I mean, if you back up to, you know, the end of 2004, the tsunami that took place, the mega earthquake, over 9.0, 9.2 earthquake. It ripped a hole in the earth, like over 860 miles long. The biggest rupture in the seabed floor that scientists have ever seen. It changed the earth's rotation, changed the earth's tilt, changed the shape of the earth, moved islands. I mean, I think we could classify that as a prophetic event that took place last year. And then, you know, this entire year of, you know, hurricanes, you know, spectacular things. I mean, you know, Katrina and Wilma revving up from going from almost like zero to category five. It just seemed like overnight. I mean, you'd go to bed and it was a category one. You wake up and it's a category five. You know, what is going on here, you know? What here we are at the end of 2005. We're going into 2006. What are you sensing in your spirit? What is coming this year?
When God had me organize the website, he had me organize according to, with respect to the United States, what I would call seven tier one type events. That there will be events along the order and severity and magnitude of the Indonesian quake happening in America in these broad types. Asteroid impacts, volcanic eruptions. There will be an earthquake all unto itself along the San Andreas Fault that will cause many millions to sink instantly beneath the ocean waves. There will be an earthquake up the center of the country along the Mississippi River, which will leave in its wake a great lake 250 miles wide and several hundred miles long, north and south, that will create devastation. It's almost unthinkable. There will be terrorism events involving nuclear weapons and biological weapons. And there will also be attacks upon the U.S. military using nuclear weapons overseas. Principally, the most recognizable ones will be against aircraft carriers, and God has given us the names. The USS Kitty Hawk will be one aircraft carrier which will be targeted. Another prophet has seen the USS Abraham Lincoln targeted and taken down with their supporting fleets. And I believe these attacks on carriers will probably be among the very early ones that will happen, that will signal a flood, a falling of dominoes of these other type tier one events. But we have no guarantee that these carrier events will be first. A couple of prophets have said that an asteroid impact event may be the first one, because God may move as he did in Indonesia with an act of God that could not have been explained as Islamic fundamentalism. Nothing related to what the anger of man will do in the earth. And so it may very well be that we will get what insurance companies refer to as an act of God, a Katrina, a Rita, a Wilma. Mm-hmm. Who has ever heard of hurricanes strengthening to 175-mile-per-hour sustained winds, which are in effect 200-mile-wide hurricane tornadoes? Mm-hmm. It's never been seen.
You know, people can explain away a terrorist attack. They can explain away war. But when it comes to these mega storms, tsunamis, earthquakes, that's exactly what they refer to them as, acts of God. And there is no other way to talk about it other than this is judgment. Something horrific is taking place. What do you see, Randy? Are you sensing in your spirit that any of these events are imminent on the horizon for 2006? I mean, if we got together again this time at the end of 2006, what do you think we're going to be talking about?
I believe the Lord is saying that between now and the fall feasts in 2006, we're going to see many things happen. We're going to see some tier one events of that level. But at that point then, all stops will come out and things will begin to move even faster. So I'm looking between now and the end of the year for some other events to happen.
And you're talking about the fall feast in September, October?
Yes, correct.
Feast of Tabernacles, Yom Kippur, the various feasts. And when you say a tier one, what are you talking about? What do you mean by a tier one event?
That's a major event that, for example, the 12/26 2004 event, the tsunami and earthquake. Mm-hmm. That would be, I would not personally categorize, for example, New Orleans at that level. I mean, it was terrible, hideous thing that happened to the people locally there, but. For much of America, they're rather ho-hum about it.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're there that hasn't really affected your life yet. A lot of people have been telling me in recent months that they're sensing in their spirit, they're hearing in their inner man that the United States, a mega quake, earthquake is very imminent for the United States, particularly the West Coast. Are you guys hearing that? Are you sensing that you know, the so-called big one is very, very close for the West Coast?
Yes. The sense is, although what is referred to as close, in the Lord's terms that, we speak of weeks or months as close, but the Lord can, oftentimes we, the Lord will bring a time or a date to a prophetic ministry. But if that happens, and it's often very, very vague, and we misunderstand what the Lord is pointing to. When he brings an incident, the timing is often in question. But I expect something major to happen between around this Christmas, the 26th. What exactly that event will be, we've had two events that were forecasted by some ministries for the 12/26 of 2003, which is the large BAM Iran quake, and then the 12/26/2004, which was the tsunami. And we expect that there is a strong possibility of one occurring around that same time.
Now, I should point out that we are pre-recording this broadcast, and this particular broadcast will be going out on December 26th. So just for the benefit of the people listening, we are pre-recording this broadcast. And why are you saying you sense December 26th? What is it that is leading you to that?
In late 2003, the Lord awoke me personally. Three shakings at exactly 12:26 at night.
What do you mean shakings?
Well, quite frankly, this thing first happened to me, I was wondering if I was having a seizure or there was an earthquake.
I mean, you were physically shaking.
I was physically. I was sleeping, and the Lord woke me up. I was shaking, and the Lord was on me. And I looked at the digital clock, and it was 12:26. This didn't mean anything to me. But then when this happened on two more occasions within just a few days, it became very obvious. And living in the Pacific Northwest...
Did it happen at the same time?
It happened exactly 12:26, three nights. And so it became apparent the Lord was speaking, and I began to look at a quake occurring on 12:26. And one did happen, 12/26/2003, with the BAM Iran earthquake, which is the home of Zoroastrianism, repackaged Mithra worship. And then again it happened. And in 2004, the Lord spoke and said this was going to happen a second time. And I am.
So he spoke to you before the December 26, 2004 earthquake.
Yes, again, that as it occurred once, 12/26.
Did you have a shaking again?
No, it's just the Lord just began to...
You just knew that it was going to happen again on
the
26th.
He began to bring scriptures pointing to the same thing, that he had spoke once, twice, and now again the third time.
Mm-hmm.
And to the world, it's obvious that these events are tied to the Christian God. And God says he will bring a quick fear of the Lord in Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
And he is doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And I expect another... action again, mm-hmm. in some way, shape, or form.
Do you have any discernment in your heart where the next major earthquake is going to take place?
I believe the three that that in Revelations it speaks of three spirits coming as frogs, one out of the mouth of the dragon, one out of the mouth of the beast, and one out of the mouth of the false prophet. The first two, one came against the one the. The two previous events, one I would interpret as coming against the dragon, the first event. The second event came out of against the false prophet. So I would, I'm looking at that it may come against the beast. Which could be us.
The United States.
The United States, the harlot church,
mm-hmm.
And so it may not be a physical event. It could be something against. But I anticipate that this is some kind of action.
We got 4 minutes here. I'm going to give you 2 minutes, and then you give it back to Stephen. Randy, you live on the West Coast. You're in the Portland, Oregon area.
Correct.
If there is a mega quake on the West Coast, you're going to be more than shaken. I mean, it's going to be happening there. Are you sensing anything the Lord is telling you that now is the time for you to get off the West Coast?
My prayer is that I be exactly where the Lord wants me. And my call is not to be safe. My call is to be where the Lord wants me. And if that's away from there, then my family, my children, my grandchild are there. But I will be where the Lord wants me.
Makes it difficult, doesn't it? Because when you're hearing the Lord telling you something is coming like this, then you have all your family there, and they're not hearing it. You have to make a decision. It's a difficult position to be in right now. Stephen, what would you say if I pulled you back in here next December? What would you be hearing? What would we be talking about has happened in 2006?
We've had three prophets, myself, Randy McKee, and Bob Newman, in the month of November, where the Lord let us know that within the next year, a major, major event, that these events that I have seen my entire prophetic ministry since 1991, that these events would begin to commence. And the ones I have seen have been American events. God has shown me these end-of-the-age type events as they would affect America. And I believe that if I come back in a year, if we still have electric power and are able to broadcast, which is in some doubt, that we would be discussing that these events have begun and they are severe and there are all kinds of disruptions and deaths in the millions, entire areas of the country disabled and not functioning.
You know, Stephen, when you said that, I thought about one of our listeners in West Virginia, Luke. When we went through our heating fuel crisis earlier, and you guys arrived here, and we didn't have any heat in the building yet, and we were telling people, you know, hey, we have no heat here, we're no fuel, we have no money to buy fuel, and thank God a number of people did respond, but there were a lot of people who did not respond, and we had some people who sent us some pretty nasty emails, you know, and but Luke told me, he sent me an email, and he said, Rick, he said, I sense the Lord is using this situation, because what I'm hearing is that next year, there won't be any heating fuel for a lot of people, and God is now giving people an opportunity to sow into the ministry of God's watchmen, because it's going to be a seed for them next year at wintertime, when there's going to be a great crisis in the nation. And that may be the case. Hey, we're out of time. Steve and Randy are going to be with us again for tomorrow's program. We're going to talk about what the Lord is saying to the remnant. God is doing something here. This ministry is changing. There's going to be a profound change for this ministry in 2006. I would invite you to get involved with us right now. We're believing that the Lord is going to release blessings into the remnant body now. And write to us, contact us. It's True News, TRUNEWS, P.O. Box 23624 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. The zip is 37422. And we'll see you tomorrow night right here on True News.